This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
There you have it.
That guy played for the love of the game.
Yeah, sure he did.
He didn't play for the money.
Come on.
Franco got money from Coca-Cola. He didn't need the money for the football.
Gronk played for the love of the game, right? Not the money?
You think Gronk's coming back in Week 10?
No.
He's coming back.
Gronk's not coming
back. He's not going to come back for this Super Bowl run?
No.
They got the stacked team. What, they 53-0 against the Dolphins?
Well, you know, they played a high school team.
What's wrong with the Dolphins?
Now they're going to get another number one. They are so loaded for draft picks.
Who are they getting?
Well, they're going to trade the original Fitzmagic, you know, who's requested out. Okay. Well, everybody's requested out of Miami. They've given up.
So why don't you and I go play for them? Oh, we'll do it for the love of the game.
I have no love for the game.
Oh, I love the game if they're going to play. If they're
I'm not
play
going
me,
out there.
I'll play.
No.
Like Marino went down there and won nothing. I can do that. He's a pizza guy.
Why? What pizza company is he with?
It's Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. That's. I mean, he just bought us, I guess, sit and drink at the bar, allegedly. But
so Shaq's what with one of the pizza
places?
Yeah,
Shaq is delivering. Took over Papa John's spot. You make a couple of racial comments, you get kicked out of your own company, and then they put in Shaq.
And he's delivering pizzas out of the big truck.
The big truck.
And hey, big ups to my very good friend Titus O'Neill.
Big ups.
Big ups.
Worldwide.
Event coming up on, what's next month?
October. Tampa Food Fight.
October 1st is the Tampa Bay Food Fight. It's moved back to St. Pete. So I'm looking forward to that. We hopefully will have Titus on here at some point. But I don't know. I'm sure you didn't because you didn't pay attention. But Monday night, big ups to Titus O'Neill and big ups to Vince McMahon and the entire McMahon family for allowing Titus O'Neill to wear the University of Tennessee shirt.
That's awesome.
You know, the really bad design.
And, sure.
You know, we've talked about the story. It was a young kid that got bullied.
Yep.
And so Tennessee has made the shirt with money going to some charities and offered him a scholarship.
Four-year free paid college education.
What if you're not a Tennessee fan? Now, you're eight. Your parents are huge Gators.
Right.
I'm making this up because I don't know. And now, are you going to learn how to become a Tennessee fan?
I think you're free education, you become a fan.
Do you have to be a fan to go there?
I would say no, but it helps. I mean, at this age, yes, he's a Tennessee. He's a Vols for life.
Well, obviously, he's a Tennessee fan or he wouldn't have gone home to make that shirt.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And your boy Peyton Manning didn't win anything when he was at Tennessee. Except a couple allegations of sexual misconduct.
He did not win anything. He was not a wiener there either.
Who won that? T. Martin? T. Martin, the quarterback when they won the championship?
I would be shocked if you knew.
No, T. Martin. I think T. Martin was a quarterback when they won the championship.
Okay.
I'll Google that. Let's find out.
We'll run down shortly.
Another Papa John guy.
We'll run down Saturday's UFC in Mexico.
Mexico.
We'll run down Sunday's NFL schedule. How about I'm undefeated in my Survivor League?
What's that?
I got in one with Golic and Wingo.
Oh, did you?
From the Four Letter Network.
Okay.
I don't even remember who I took. I think I took the Chargers 1 week.
Okay.
And I thought it was too easy to take, like, New England against Miami.
Yeah, of course.
Because you can wait until you take a bad team against Miami.
Right.
You know, because Miami's not. Miami will become the first team in NFL history to go undefeated and winless.
Yeah. That's going to be unbelievable.
They're going to hang both those banners? Then they can have a big party when every team, you know, because they do that now.
Right. Are the guys still alive that are doing those parties?
The few. There's a few. So they crack a bottle or whatever after the last undefeated team loses.
Patriots might be the first one to do it. I mean, they almost did it again.
Do what?
To go undefeated for the whole season. And they did a few years ago, but because there's 16 games now, not 14. Because when the Dolphins won it back in the 70s, there was only 14 games in a regular season. So the Patriots actually did that already, but they lost to the Giants in the last game of the Super Bowl.
I know. I was there.
Were you?
But yes. It was in Arizona. But Toolbag, what I said was Miami will be the first team to go undefeated
right. And
go winless.
Right.
No team has done both. Right. There's been teams that have gone winless.
Yeah, the Browns have thrown parades for that.
so has Detroit. You know, Tampa Bay. But no organization has done both. So what I was trying to ask before you rudely interrupted.
That's what I do.
Was right now they pop bottles when the last undefeated team loses. Will they now pop bottles when the last winless team wins?
Yes.
after they go this year winless.
They might as well party. They got very little time left on Earth.
Tua. You know, that's what they're doing. Do you think when it's obvious the teams are tanking, and let's be honest, the Miami Dolphins are tanking, do they need to make a change like the NBA did with, you know, the little weighted, you know, ping pong balls and all that kind of stuff?
Because
you tank because you want this player.
Yeah.
But now...
Well, that's what they said about the baseballs this year. Like, all the home runs are coming from the juiced up balls to get more home runs.
But that has nothing to do with tanking.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you change, like, the equipment, like, for, like, the pad numbers or stats or the throw games, I got a problem with that.
Okay, Pete. Whatever you say.
Pete?
Whatever you say, Peter. Yeah. All right. You want to go back and talk about Vancouver? You want to move ahead to Mexico? What do you want to do?
Whatever you. It's up to you.
The one with the notes.
You're the champion.
Pick one.
I'm trying to find the T. Martin. Like, I'm sure he won.
Who cares?
1997.
Who cares?
Well, because Peyton Manning was like such a dominant player in the NFL, but he won nothing in college.
It doesn't mean it. One means nothing to the other.
Well, when you think about certain players, you think, oh man, they were probably always good, right? But that's not the case.
But he was good.
Because Brady didn't win anything in college, and he's got all the rings. And
Manning was good at Tennessee. He was great in Tennessee.
But he didn't win a championship.
Well, that's what happens when it's a team.
Yeah.
That's why you should play individual sports.
Like?
Chess.
Chess?
Tennis. Racquetball. Ping pong.
Bowling.
Yeah, because then you only have yourself.
Why doesn't bowling have like a new like face of bowling? Like why is like Pete Weber still like the face?
Couldn't tell you who's Pete Weber.
Like the legendary guy. It's like the. But I don't know. I just
have you ever watched a whole bowling game?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Of course not.
So that's.
Now they have like this Ocho or something on ESPN, like Ocho.
I don't know.
And like, and they have like all these. They have like cornhole. Professional cornhole.
I have seen that.
They have a axe throwing. They've got pizza acrobatics. Have you seen that?
Have you seen the axe catching? Yeah. That's a phenomenal sport.
It look like Tyson Fury and like try to rub your thumb in it.
I have nothing. I have nothing but the utmost respect for any axe catchers that there are. I think it's all good.
It's like I was a world champion axe catcher. I was like, oh, how long do you do it? Once.
Baseball. Thoughts. We're getting down, thank God, to the end. Hockey starts up. I'm going to the game on Friday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Credentialed?
Yep.
No, where's my credential? You know I love that stuff.
First of all, you're not a respected media person.
I was.
You never were.
When I had the red mohawk, I was king.
Trust me. You were never respected.
I was respected.
And you were never media.
I was awesome.
No, the only things that you're going to be credentialed for is axe catching and stopping traffic on 4th Street.
I'm good at both of those.
Are you excited about the return of hockey? Honestly, the thing that I am most excited about is the end of the race season. I am excited about that.
Well, they got a chance. They're still in the playoff hunt. They still got a chance. I mean, you know, and look, fans will come around. The city will become electric.
No, they won't.
It will.
No, they won't.
They treated the runner-up of the 08 World Series like they won everything. Like the city partied like they won something. And
they just made
it to the dance.
I couldn't give tickets away to the World Series.
Speaking of 08, the Phillies won that in a sweep.
I was there.
And Roy Halladay, the World Series champion, just honored with a statue out at the, what do they call it, field? The field in
Spectrum.
Clearwater Spectrum. Yesterday.
Spectrum Field.
So.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Was he a Hall of Famer with or without the accident and the tragedy behind it?
I don't think the tragedy should have anything to do with going to the Hall of Fame.
But don't those things make a difference?
It shouldn't.
But I mean, does it? I mean, do voters?
I think they do.
They do. There's a sympathetic heart. There's a heartstring.
I think they do. I don't think they should. I don't think.
But were his numbers dominant enough? Or is he good enough to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
Yeah, probably. I don't really consider him a Philly, though.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he came. I don't know. And I'm a Philly guy.
Wasn't Doc Holliday like a Western?
Western guy.
Yeah, Western.
Yeah. You know what else is Western? This break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. More shenanigans right here from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio. Yeah.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala, featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
UFC heads back to Tampa on Saturday, October 12th with Joanna Jędrzejczyk facing Michelle Waterson. See UFC Fight Night at Amalie Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Stop dancing.
Wade, Hall of Famer.
Brett Akimoto. Do you follow him on Twitter?
Nope.
Good dude. I mean, he really, truly is. Okay. I like the guy a lot. We used to play media basketball.
All right.
That the UFC would set up, and, you know, Brett was always out there, as was I, when I missed the layup. Ariel Helwani running behind me, screaming at me as I went to lay the ball up, and I missed it. But Brett Akimoto reported a couple hours ago that David Branch just got popped. 2 years for tested positive.
Oh.
Double. You know, he was a champ.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day.
The Strike Force days?
I believe it was Bellator.
Was it Bellator?
Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm. Big bare knuckle fight coming up. Not yes. just the event. The event is big, but there's just a recently announced fight that is pretty big, which I'm going to talk to you about in a second.
Okay.
But explain to me. I've been dealing with our local cable company.
Okay.
Now, I don't think it would be very right of me to say their name.
Sure.
But you've already said their name, as have I, with the baseball field where Roy Halladay's statue just went up.
Yes.
Explain to me the thinking behind, A, having a retention and loyalty department, first of all.
Okay.
And second, that they give not just this particular cable company, but everybody, they give discounts and benefits to bring you over.
Sure.
But if you've been a loyal customer, they basically say there's nothing we can do.
They do that in cellular sales. It's they awful. Do that in new gym memberships, like new member only. You know, there's no loyalty. That's wouldn't the problem.
Wouldn't it make more sense to, once you've been here a year, we'll give you a discount? If it's 2 years, we give you another, you know, a loyalty thing.
Like they do that with Progressive. I mean, I was with their insurance, and then I got up to like Emerald status where
it gets
I was
Progressive.
20 years, and I was supposed to have all the best discounts, and now I'm with Geico.
And by the way, you were right on something. You were definitely right. I'm shocked.
What did I do?
I am totally shocked.
Oh, write this down. What did I do?
You were correct.
What did I win?
So there is a thing on the Book of Face when you have a cracked windshield.
Yes.
Okay. And they'll give you money.
Correct.
And you said, don't do it, blah, 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 blah.
I did.
I didn't do it.
You did not.
So I called the glass company that the insurance company recommended, okay, so that way it would be logged in properly. And so when my car insurance got renewed, mm-hmm. they said you have two hits.
Right.
I go, what's the two hits? Well, one was the hit that my wife did on the Channel 8 van okay. Coming home during the rain a couple years ago, and the other is a windshield. I go, what are you talking about? So it doesn't even matter how you code it.
Sure.
So in my opinion, if you have a cracked windshield, don't replace it.
That's what happened to me.
I'll never replace it.
It came up as a hit on my points, and then they jacked my rates up on my insurance, even though I had comprehensive.
It was a minor little thing. It didn't really matter much. I don't look out my windshield anyway, so it really didn't matter. All right.
I agree.
So I know you're going to have a problem with this.
What do I have a problem with?
You are going to have a problem with the recently announced Bare Knuckle FC fight that is coming up on the 19th of April. October. Two people that you like.
Okay.
I'm not saying I do and I don't. I'm just saying two people that you like.
That I like.
So Abby is fighting again.
Yes.
Here in Tampa against Gian.
That's a huge fight. I mean, that's a big fight.
No, it's a big fight.
That's a huge fight.
It's a big fight because it's two local guys that are very popular. That are going to bring a lot of people, which will be great for ticket sales. Gian out of Tiger's World, and you know I think he's even one of the trainers now over there.
I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, you've ruined me, Randy Harris. Like I'm impartial. I'm like Switzerland. I'm neutral.
Okay, Sean, I'm going to do this for you. Switzerland was not neutral.
Well, why were they not neutral?
Because they exchanged guns for money. So you're not neutral when you're helping.
Oh, so they're like Amazon.
Yeah. Like, and I'm not saying that they wouldn't have helped both sides.
Right.
But they're not neutral. Okay. So it's another one of those fallacies.
True. But the point of the, you know, like I'm just going to watch it for like what it is. I'm not rooting.
I'm not rooting.
You've ruined sports for me, Randy Harris. Like you've changed my mind. Like I got into this thing thinking it's going to be so awesome. And now I'm just like, just watch
all
it.
Right. First of all, I haven't changed you because you're still a tool.
No, I'm not.
You still run around crazy like a
fool. I don't even have a red mohawk anymore.
Well, that's the start.
I'm toned it down.
Yeah, you are growing
up. I'm calmed down.
You are getting a little more mature. I get that. a little, not much. But and it's still okay to like. It's just, at least for me, I don't want to ever come across like I am rooting. Like I am rooting for. Yeah. I mean, you know who I'm rooting for.
Sure.
If Tito Ortiz is fighting this fake wrestler, of course, I'm rooting for Tito.
What is that about? That's just a train wreck, just like the Cerrone fight coming up.
No.
You really want to see that fight?
No.
What are they doing, wrestling or fighting?
No, they're allegedly fighting.
I mean, it's like, do you really want to see Ken Shamrock fight anyone in anything?
No.
For anything?
No. Well, does that have to do with anything?
I mean, I don't know. There's just a certain point where it's like, look, we know what you were. We know what you're legendary. You leave that in the past. Leave those memories fade. Like, it's like Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy's announced he's going to come back out and do comedy. If he doesn't come out and kill it, if he doesn't come out and be Eddie Murphy like we remember Eddie Murphy, he's going to ruin and tarnish his legacy. Don't you think like some of those things should just be left in the past? Like, you should be great in my memory, and that's it. I don't want to see you in today's modern era where Justin Gaethje was like begging the referee to like stop it so he didn't have to keep punching his idol. It was sad to see. It was sad to watch as a fan, and I was not a fan of that fight.
I disagree with you.
I'm upset by that fight. Then you see Justin, he was upset with the ref when he's like, come on, stop it. Like, I'm hitting my idol repeatedly because you won't stop this fight. It was sad to see. You don't think it was a tragedy to see that fight?
No.
Really?
No, I don't. I didn't think it was, we've seen worse.
Oh, of course we've seen worse, but I'm just saying, like, why would you put a legend in that scenario? Now he's on the waiver. He can't even take contact for 90 days.
Which is typical. But hold on a second. People still tune in to watch Donald Cerrone fight because he comes to fight. You're going to tune in to watch Eddie Murphy to see if he still comes to perform.
Sure.
Okay.
Just like I'll watch the Cobra Kai to see if the Karate Kid was going to live up to the hype with the YouTube Red and bring the series back and restyle that nostalgia from my childhood.
Have you seen season 2?
No.
I haven't either. Which is really crazy to me because I couldn't wait to watch season 1. And I haven't watched season 2. What about Rambo? It's Final Blood. Allegedly his last Rambo. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, but what if it doesn't live up to the hype? Are you going to be disappointed?
First of all,
the 90210 just did that remake. It was horrific. I watched the first one because I was like, oh, man, I grew up on 90210. I want to see this thing. But I know one of the guys already died. I know he's not coming back. And so I knew it wasn't going to be the same. And then I was like, oh, I should have just left that in my memory bank because I have fond memories of that show as a teenager or a kid. Okay, and now I don't.
Let me break this to you as best I can. It wasn't very good when it was the original.
That's very true.
So I'm not sure what you were expecting. Right? What were you expecting?
I don't know.
It was Friends. It was all the same stuff.
It was terrible back then. But still, I was younger, and it was more like of a at school. Like you'd watch it, and the next day everybody would talk about it. So I think it was just like
Hold on a second. Hold on, tool bag. You would talk about 90210 at school?
Oh, yeah. Because we lived in Indiana. So like the outside school.
Can I ask you another question?
Like they had the lockers outside, like Florida.
Can I ask you another question?
Yes.
What brand purse did you carry?
Oh, it was DK. No, wait, DC. Yeah, it was the Daniel Cormier.
The Michael Kors purse?
Yeah, the Michael Kors
purse. Did you ever have a Michael Kors purse?
Of course.
Right. You hung out by the water cooler talking about 90210.
No, but I grew up in the Midwest. So, like, we fantasize about things like coming to Florida.
Seeing, like food
like,
and...
Like lockers outside. Like, it's so trippy to go to, like, my kids' elementary school. And, like, the outdoor hallways and the lockers are out in the... I mean, it's just a different world. And so, like, that fantasy of, like, Beverly Hills and, like, the Hollywood and the fame and these kids running around in convertibles and Jeeps and surfing. And, like, that was, like, the fantasy life, you know? So, it was cool then. I was, what, like, 8, 10.
I don't know what that has to do with you not wanting to watch Donald Cerrone.
So I just want to leave my legends and my memories intact. I want to leave those things left in my memory bank from when I thought, back when I thought Peyton Manning was a great championship quarterback at Tennessee, and back when
I would rather watch
back when Papa John was owner of Papa John.
I would rather watch Donald Cerrone fight than probably. I don't know. I'll go out on a limb. 20% of the fighters on the roster. 30% of the fighters on the roster. I would rather come watch. And that's why I always said I would always pay to see Tank Abbott fight. He came to fight.
Sure.
He may not win, which he probably didn't and don't. The same with Donald Cerrone. He may not win, but he's not going to backtrack. He's not going to run. How many times do you see a fighter? I saw it Saturday. Guy got hit. He turned around and he ran all the way to the other side. I don't know if I've ever seen Donald Cerrone backtrack.
Yeah,
run back,
and that's why the fight against Gaethje, it was just the Rock'em Sock'em Robot. Neither one was going to go to the ground. Neither one was going to wrestle. You know, there was no submission. It was just two guys socking it out in the middle of the
thing. And that's what you want to see as a fan. You want to see them come and compete. You want to see them come and throw hands, in the words of Braun Strowman.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
I'm okay with it. I'll always tune in for a Donald Cerrone fight. Until I won't tune in. until it's so bad that he doesn't come to fight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he's there.
No, he's coming to fight.
Is he going to fight again and win and why and who?
Is he going to fight again? Yes.
Who would you actually want to see him fight against?
I don't care.
There's no purpose. He's not going to get a title shot. There's no reason.
80% of the roster is not going to get a title shot.
That's true.
You know, and that's something that I brought up in the locker room the other day. You know, do you sit there and do you really truly believe you're number 27 on the roster? You're the 27th ranked UFC light heavyweight. Do you really truly believe you can beat John Jones?
No.
I believe the number two guy in the roster truly doesn't believe he can beat John Jones.
Correct.
So if that's the case, you're just fighting because that's your job. What else are you going to do? You're going to run a gym. You're going to go to a UFC fight night. You're going to go to a UFC pay-per-view, a Bellator, you know, a professional fighters league, you know, whatever, and fight. That's what you do.
Sure.
So it's not necessarily about winning titles. It's about making money, providing for the family, you know, the continuing life as we know it, or more importantly, continuing this rodeo show like we know. So with that said, coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala, featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
UFC heads back to Tampa on Saturday, October 12th, with Joanna Jędrzejczyk facing Michelle Waterson. See UFC Fight Night at Amalie Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live. Twitter Pizza,
88th Avenue and 4th Street. Before we get to whatever shenanigans you have, how important is, and I said Thursday was the most important game of the season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I believe that, and with them winning that, and I don't want to, the next game is the most important, blah, 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 but I think I just saw something like they're gone for the next 48 or 58 days. After this home game on Sunday, they won't play again at home for like 48 more days.
That's crazy.
So how important is this? This game is huge.
It's huge for me to go get my first experience at the tailgate because I'm not waiting for 4 more months.
Well, it's not 4 more months. It's 48 days.
Oh, I don't know how many months
that's
that is.
That's 6 weeks.
Well, it's too long.
They play Sunday here. Then they go to L.A. Then they go to New Orleans. Then they go to London. Then they're off. I don't know what's after the off.
Okay. Thanksgiving.
I cannot wait for Thanksgiving.
Yeah?
I can't.
Really? Yeah. You like it? You a Thanksgiving fan?
I cannot wait because Thanksgiving, and then not far after Thanksgiving, I'm out of here.
Where are you going?
They're going on a week cruise.
Oh, where are we going?
We ain't going nowhere.
Oh, I can help you.
Yeah, you can help me. All right.
I can drive the boat.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Titanic? The Titanic, too?
You'll have this radio show to do all by yourself.
Oh, good. Well, good. That's why I bring content every week.
Yeah.
I come prepared.
I can't wait to listen to that. I may even pay money on the cruise to tune in to Dead Air for 2 hours.
Would you like to be a sponsor of that program?
No.
Selling packages. No.
I want absolutely nothing to do with the 2 hours you're going to do.
Sounds like today.
An hour and 40-some minutes in, what are you going to finally bring to the table?
No, we have the UFC fight coming up on Saturday, right?
Correct.
Well, the Mexico City.
Correct.
So South America, like not Miami, but like the other South America.
Yes, Joe Biden.
Why did he just have me smelling people?
Did you
hair?
Hear what he said? That was so funny. So a guy said, I'm going to paraphrase, but he's from a small country, and Joe Biden misunderstood the name of the country that he said, and he says the name similar, but what he thought he heard, not what it was.
Right.
And he said, I've been to wherever it was. I've been to Africa. The only problem is the country he was talking about was in Central America or South America. I don't remember which. But, yeah, it was hilarious.
Oh, good.
But, I almost want Biden to become the next president.
Just for the comedy?
Just for the comedy. I mean, we've had 4 years of this comedy.
Yeah.
Imagine the comedy we would have with that.
Of course. I mean, like Dan Quayle and all those guys.
He invented the internet. Where would we be without him?
Gore. That was
it Gore?
Oh. Al Gore.
I don't pay attention.
Invented the internet.
Thank God somebody invented it.
Steven Seagal invented the...
Upkick.
Yeah. those guys are changing lives.
All right. Bore me to death. Let's go.
But the main event this Saturday is your boy, Yair Rodriguez, versus Jeremy Stephens.
It's Alex's son.
Who?
Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, well, yeah.
Nice. They right.
But if you remember correctly, back in Denver, UFC 25th anniversary... And 1 second left, he threw an amazing...
I don't remember.
Well, we don't remember because we were on the way to the airport to catch a red eye. But it was an amazing 1 second left in a 25-minute round?
Sure, a five-minute round.
25-minute fight?
Like they all are.
1 second left, and he threw this amazing like underhanded elbow and knocked out the Korean zombie.
And that's the catch-22. You know, people always complain about... You know, taking it to the judges, you know, running in the last round. You know, if Korean Zombie runs,
he wins.
He wins.
He was winning in points. He was winning the game. Like, It was his fight to lose.
How many people, because I don't remember and I don't pay attention like you, I've learned. See, we've learned from each other.
Yes, we did.
So I now learn from you, I don't pay attention. How many of those people that have always complained about people that run and people that, you know, then went and said, Korean Zombie, you knucklehead, why didn't you run?
Well, the Black Beast wouldn't have won that last, the fight that got him the
underwear sponsorship.
The under-sponsor, right. Like if he wouldn't, if they would, the Olenek, whoever he fought. But whoever it was, if he would have just stayed away, he would have won.
Yeah.
But he engaged, and the Black Beast took advantage, and same thing. So Rodriguez throws this amazing 1 second left elbow to knock out the Korean Zombie. So here are, according to the Bleacher Report, the 20 top last minute plays or last second plays to win a game or championship. Number 20.
Do, 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 do.
The Stanford band play. Remember that play?
I remember it very vividly.
Yeah. I
love the trombone player that got drilled at the end. that's my favorite part of the whole play.
The best part.
Yep.
The number 19, Larry Bird steal from Isaiah Thomas, game 5 of the 1987.
Another steal from Bird!
Eastern Conference Finals.
Legendary commentator.
Who, Larry Bird?
Yeah, Larry Bird.
Larry Bird's from my hometown. I taught him how to throw free throws in French Lick, Indiana.
Yeah, sure you did.
No, we had a dirt driveway, and we just shoot hoops all day.
I'm sure.
Number 18.
How much older is he than you? 30-some years?
Well, 33.
Yeah. Okay, you're an idiot.
I mean, same age Jesus was when he died. Coincidence? I think not. Number 18, Michael Jordan.
I'm not
Jordan.
Touching it because I'd say something that would be whatever.
Michael Jordan over Craig Elo in the 1988 Eastern Conference first round.
You mean the foul?
Wow, I'm not the ref.
Rewatch that thing. He puts his hand on Elo's rear end and shoves him.
Listen, the best thing that they would, Jordan would drive to the lane, do a twist, then slap his own wrist to get the ref to hear the slap, and then get a call. So I'm not saying he did or didn't, but I'm saying that.
I remember we were in the Chicago Bulls locker room in Orlando.
Okay.
All right, so the Bulls just played, and there was 4,609 media people trying to interview, get near Jordan, have their microphone up there, and about 19 people stepped on Kerr's towel. And Kerr's like, get off my towel! It was so funny.
They're like, who are you, kid? Get out of here.
It was so funny.
Get lost. Number 17, the Boise State Statue of Liberty to win the 2007 Fiesta Bowl. Were you there for that?
No, I was not.
No. Number 16, Christian Leitner's buzzer beater over Kentucky, 1992 NCAA tournament. Do you remember that play?
Say it again. I'm making 25 cents on a website.
Seriously? Wait, do you listen to your own show?
Well, yeah, I listen to my show. I just don't listen to you.
But I'm giving you trivia. We're doing trivia on like the best last second with the buildup coming up to the UFC fight Saturday.
Have you
Saturday.
Ever been on this website?
The gas app?
No. This is called IQ.
Okay.
Or 1Q.
Okay.
And you get emails from time to time. And if you answer these questions, you get a quarter. I just made 75 cents while you bored me.
Well,
that's going to pay for the soda I'm not paying for.
The only game show I play is Jeopardy. And shout out to Alex Trebek for relapsing. He's now back in chemo. I don't know if you heard about that.
Why did you say congratulations?
What?
Congratulations because he relapsed.
No, I didn't know. I'm not a congratulator. No,
that's what you said.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I was talking about the game show. It was the only game show I watched. But it's sad that his cancer is coming back. Number 15, Derek Fisher's buzzer beater in game 5 of the 2004 Western Conference semis.
I was not there for that.
Number 14, you're probably home for this one. Kirk Gibson's home run, game 1.
I remember.
1988 World Series.
I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was in what, 88?
88.
God. 21 years ago.
Number 13.
It's a long drive. I cannot believe what I just saw. I believe that was Kurt Gowdy.
Number 13, Ramil Robinson's free throws to win the 1989 NCAA tournament.
Yeah, don't remember.
Number 12. Joe Montana to John Taylor to win Super Bowl 23.
Remember that?
Number 11, the shot heard round the world.
Thompson? Right?
It says on August 11, 1951, the New York Giants trailed the Brooklyn Dodgers by 13 games. 6 weeks later, the teams are tied.
Go ahead. Who hit the home run?
Huh?
Who hit the home run?
Thompson.
I said that.
Bobby Thompson stepped to the plate. Oh, my God. Put the Giants in the World Series. Who talked like that? Howard Cosell? And yeah. Howard Cosell.
I met him once at a Monday night game.
Did you?
Yeah.
A legendary voice. Number 10, Keith Smart's shot in the 1987 NCAA Tournament Finals.
You said this was going to have something to do with the UFC in Mexico City, so I'm curious.
Well, because Rodriguez, 1 second left. These are like the best buzzer beaters, the best finishes, the best championship last second plays.
Okay.
2009, the 2010 World Cup final winning goal. Spain defeated the Netherlands 1-0.
I don't remember that.
Number 8, Tracy Porter's interception in Super Bowl. I don't know what L is. What's L in the Greek letter? 50. Huh?
50.
So it's 65?
So is it 25?
Oh, X is 10, right?
Yes, it is.
So L is 50?
Well, it can't be.
That'd be 65. Yeah, there's no 65s.
Yeah, so it's...
5?
No, I don't know. God, just go.
Number 7, Brandi Christine's goal in the 5th penalty kick. I don't even know who that is. Oh, it's women's soccer. That's why.
Yeah, it says L is 50.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what was the Roman numeral?
XLV.
45. V is 5. So would that be 45?
I don't know. Number 6, Edgar Renteria's single to win the 1997 World Series. Number 5, Joe Carter's home run in Game 6 of the 1993 World Series.
Against?
Mitch
Williams.
Who?
Mitch Williams and the Philadelphia Phillies, yeah.
Oh, no.
And then they toilet papered his house in New Jersey.
No.
Yeah. So what number are we at?
Number 4.
All right, save the top 4.
Okay.
Because it's our final break.
Yes.
So we're getting close. We're getting close to that super-duper pizza I'm taking home to the family. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala, featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTailsTampa.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
UFC heads back to Tampa on Saturday, October 12th, with Joanna Jędrzejczyk facing Michelle Waterson. See UFC Fight Night at Amalie Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Listen. Tune in and listen.
Yeah, listen if you're listening.
And if you're not listening, how would you know to listen?
Well, Herschel will tell you to listen.
That's all I'm saying.
You do what Herschel says.
All right, we're running out of time. We need to touch base on the NFL. We need to touch base on Mexico City.
Yep.
But go ahead and finish up your
last top four of the game-winning shots of all time, buzzer beaters, if you will. Number four, Michael Jordan's Game 6 jumper over Brian Russell in 1998 NBA Finals. Number three,
did he foul on that one too?
He pushed him to the ground. Okay. Luis Gonzalez beats
from Tampa.
Beats Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
And the New York Yankees
lose to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Number two, Bobby Orr scores in game four of the 1970 Stanley Cup Final. And the number one, according to the Bleacher Report, number one most shocking, greatest buzzer beater, last second hero belongs to Bill Mazeroski.
You're awful.
Do you know him?
Yeah, Pittsburgh Pirate.
What's his name? How do you pronounce it?
Let me see it.
Mazeroski?
No.
Nakasaki?
Mazeroski.
Maserati?
Yeah, he has a Maserati.
In 1961 World Series to dethrone the New York Yankees and give the Pirates the most unlikely championship.
Is it good that for the Yankees to be on top, most likely going to be in the World Series against the Dodgers? Is that good for baseball? I say yes, because 80% of the world loves the New York Yankees. 50% of the world hates the New York Yankees. So everybody is going to tune in.
Sure.
Because they hate them or love them. Like I've said about every athlete, you have to be both.
They're the greatest franchise of franchises, right? I mean, they have a standard of excellence where if it's not the Holy Grail, it's a bust of a season.
Before we look at this weekend's NFL, give me your thoughts. Give me your take. Main event, Mexico City.
Jeremy Stevens is always a tough guy.
I'm taking Jeremy Stevens.
Are you?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got something to prove after getting knocked out by Pettis and Nashville, so I think he's got that fire in the belly. I think he wins this.
What's
fight.
That feel like to have a fire in the belly?
It's that burning desire.
Is that like
to
fire
like,
in the hole?
No, it's just like it's that motivation that you need to like do the right thing. Like when you talk about bodybuilding, for example, Like they talk about the best guys in the world.
Yeah, because we talk about that
champions.
Often.
Champions, we do, because I'm a professional. That's what I do.
Are you still a professional?
Not right
Doesn't
now.
Doesn't that card eventually expire?
It expires. Okay. I mean, just like my contract at this station. But there's an expiration date.
It has expired.
I'm going to Andrew Luck this thing. I'm just going to, you know, what do I do? Walk away? I think you guys pay for me to come back?
Let me be the first to tell you here.
I'm going
to
hold out.
I'm going to tell you right here, right now. We will never chase you down.
I'm going to go to Brazil for a month, and you guys, or I'll go to Italy for a couple weeks. You guys.
I already have you replaced, Alon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Alon's sitting in for you.
Alon Cruz. Oh, we just became Facebook friends. Somehow. Yeah.
So he's filling in.
We're besties.
And if he does a good enough job, he may replace you on a full-time basis.
We're besties. You can't replace besties. But I don't know. What was your question?
I don't know.
But no, I think Steven, that fire in the belly, I think that's that.
Like, yeah, because the fire in the belly's not there before the fight last
There's
time.
A lot of guys that go through training camp and they kind of half-ass. They cut corners. They don't eat right. They miss weight because they're not focused on their nutrition. They don't train as with the intensity as hard as they should or could. They leave a lot on the mat.
A lot like you in the show.
A lot. But the point is
you
that.
You can relate to that.
When you get embarrassed publicly, when you get knocked out with a Superman punch in the octagon and everybody knows that's the last image that they have of you, I think that creates a fire in the belly scenario where you don't want that to happen again, and you got to show dominance when you reappear.
So it is different between being embarrassed on the radio and being embarrassed by getting knocked out with a Superman punch. There's a difference.
Not really.
Well, you don't get upset when you get embarrassed.
Of course I do.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
And then you come back next week with even
fire.
Less.
With fire.
Even less.
With fire. I brought contest show. I brought the games.
Yeah, sure you did.
I'm ready for like Jeopardy. When that position opens up, I'm jumping in.
To read questions.
What? Well, I don't
you
know
can't
the answers.
Pronounce anything.
I don't know the answers.
But you don't need to know the answers, but you need to be able to pronounce stuff properly.
I don't know how to pronounce anything on this show, and it got me here. I can't pronounce these fighters' names.
You can't pronounce what is 25 to go, Alex. Anyway.
I would change the categories. I mean, too much literature, too much like art. History.
I would like to see you sit in for John Cena on Are You Smarter Than a Third Grader? Because the answer is no.
It's fifth grader.
No, you're going to be third grader, and it would still be no. Okay. Pull up the NFL schedule while you do that real quickly. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, again, in a must win. They're 1-1. They're on top of their division. Big stuff coming down with Scam Newton in the boot.
Why would you say that?
In Charlotte. Do you see what he wore?
Scam Newton.
Do you see what he wore?
He's a great
wore. Dresser.
He's a good dresser.
With the scarf over his head.
He likes to show out.
He deserves everything he gets. So this is important with Drew Brees out for, you know, at least 4 weeks, possibly more. What's going on in Carolina? They need to start, you know, kind of banging and pushing and keeping some W's.
Sure.
They're going to be gone for at least the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I normally don't pick. I am picking the Buccaneers to win on Sunday.
Yeah, against the Giants. They're struggling. They have no sense of direction.
Do now with a new quarterback.
Yeah, but he that's not enough. Their whole system's like faltered.
One of the top, two or three running backs in all of football. It's going to be interesting. They need to come out. They need to produce. They need to, that defense, you know, Shaq and the rest perform. I know Devin White did not practice today, so the chance of him playing on Sunday is slim. But, I'm taking your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And the NFL season, you know, this week starts on Thursday, as it always does. So your first game of the week is the Titans versus the Jaguars. Tomorrow night at 8:20 p.m.
Jaguars losing direction. You know, their big defensive back wants out, and they've okayed that, looking for a trade. Malcontents, you know, are going to continue to push. I'll take Tennessee.
All right. I'll go with Tennessee. Dolphins versus Cowboys, obviously.
Next, yeah.
Bengals, Bills.
Bills are 2-0. How about the reporter that asked him something about New York? Like, you know, you're 2-0 in New York. What is that like? And the quarterback goes, you know, we play in New York. Right. You know, we've played both games.
But Buffalo's kind of like Canada. It's just like give them the Canadians.
And let's be honest. The Giants and the Jets don't play in New York. They play in New Jersey.
Right,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point. The Jets are playing the Patriots. That's going to end well for the Patriots.
I will give whatever the points are.
Falcons versus the Colts. Colts coming off a big win last week. Big moral victory after your quarterback quits and walks away. winning 1917, I think.
All right.
Vinatieri missed a kick.
Yeah, I know.
What's that all about?
He may get cut.
He may.
He ain't getting cut.
He's like Donald Cerrone. He should just walk away.
Why?
Walk away.
He's still better than 80% of the kickers.
I guess Cerrone's still better than 80%
Matt Bryant's still in Atlanta. Go ahead. We only got like 30 seconds.
Raiders, right? Vikings.
Ooh, I'll take the Vikings.
Ravens, Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Broncos, Packers.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This will be up later on in the evening on YouTube and SoundCloud. If you'd like, and I don't know why you would, hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Nick Pizza Man 1.
For 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone, this has been Knockout Radio.
Go, Buck.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strike Force lightweight champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.